Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It made no difference, but Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown and most other Republicans were in the minority yesterday as the Senate voted 63-37 to confirm former Harvard Law School Dean Elena Kagan as the next justice to the U.S. Supreme Court. Brown called Kagan brilliant, but said he could not support her because she has no judicial experience. Senator John Kerry voted for her. Brown's vote was the latest on which observers were unsure which way he'd go, as he didn't make it known until a few hours before the vote. With us this morning to talk about Brown's place in the Senate is Mike Allen, the chief political correspondent for Politico.com. Mike, good morning, and thanks a lot for joining us from California.
Thanks for having me on.
There had been a lot of expectation that Scott Brown would cross political lines and support Kagan, considering she's from his home state, wasn't there?
Yeah, I think he's being smart. He's not being predictable, which means that he becomes the go-to person on every single vote. I think a lot of people have thought, oh, Scott Brown is going to reflect his state, or, oh, Scott Brown is going to be sucking up to what he hopes will be the new majority leadership. No, he's called balls and strikes and therefore puts himself in a very powerful swing position.
How does the vote affect how he's seen by Senate Republicans and Democrats?
I think he sort of had a pass here because she wasn't going to go down. That would have made it very difficult. It was clear that Elena Kagan was going to be easily confirmed, although with slightly fewer votes than Sonia Sotomayor. And so that made it easier for him to take a position that, in this case, he sided with his leadership when, on a couple other key issues, he sided with Democrats.
Beyond Kagan, Brown has sided with his GOP brethren on several key pieces of legislation. He voted against additional Medicaid funding for states this week, also against an extension of unemployment benefits, and against new political funding disclosure rules. Is he seen as at least generally dependable by Republicans in relation to his vote? And do his fellow Republicans trust him?
He's turned out to be more dependable than people thought. And Scott Brown's votes there reflect a larger uncertainty in Washington, and that is everyone knows that it's possible, not likely, but possible that Mitch McConnell of Kentucky will be the Senate majority leader in January, that John Boehner of Ohio will be the House Speaker in January. And so you have corporate donors on K Street, you have reporters, you have the rank-and-file members. No one's really sure who the boss is going to be, and that makes it for some interesting choices like we're seeing here.
Scott Brown has taken some heat from conservative Republicans recently outside of Capitol Hill, especially following his vote in favor of new financial industry regulation. Democrats got that vote only after making a special concession to Senator Brown. And as I said, it upset some conservative groups. But can anyone make the case, credible case, that Brown is a rhino, a Republican in name only rhino?
No, and I think the votes that you listed there show that well. And the Wall Street reform vote was very well played by Scott Brown. He got a number of concessions for banks based in Massachusetts and then said he wasn't going to vote for the bill and then got further concessions in how the bill was paid for. At a time when they said they weren't going to make any more changes, they went back in and made a big change to get his vote. So he's giving Massachusetts not the kind of clout that it would have had with Senator Kennedy, but he's putting Massachusetts on the bubble for every single big issue, a great place to be if you're Massachusetts or if you're Scott Brown.
Mike Allen, let me ask you a quick question about Massachusetts senior Senator John Kerry, whom we mentioned a few minutes ago, did vote for Elena Kagan. Kerry is the senior senator, and yet Scott Brown seems to be getting all the attention up on Capitol Hill. From your observations, does that seem to be bothering Senator Kerry at all?
I doubt it. Senator Kerry has been going full speed ahead on the energy legislation. And Politico has an interesting story up today saying that even at a time when, as your listeners well know, a comprehensive, big energy bill for this year is dead, Senator Kerry is still in there pitching, has put out a new clean energy bill trying to do some of these in pieces, perhaps in a lame duck session after November, when Democrats have their last chance to use the stronger majorities that they have now. At the very least, we know that there'll be more Republicans and fewer Democrats in January, and when they don't have to face the voters again. So Senator Kerry has been very focused on that, gotten a lot of attention for that. I think he's been in this game long enough to know that the new girl, the new guy, always gets plenty of attention.
Mike Allen, senior political correspondent for Politico.com. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Happy weekend. Thank you.